I think affiliate marketing is one of the number one questions that I'm asked about when people realize that I make money from affiliate marketing. And so in this conversation, we're going to break down what affiliate marketing is and just kind of the nuts and bolts behind affiliate marketing, what to expect as an affiliate marketer, and then living the affiliate marketing lifestyle. So if you're looking to make a ton of money online, then the best option for the widest selection of people is undeniably affiliate marketing. This is the online business model with the lowest barriers to entry that anyone can learn and anyone can eventually master. At the same time, it is potentially one of the most profitable business models you can use online, and certainly much more profitable than blogging for AdSense revenue or anything similar. And this is the point that advertisers on platforms like Facebook often like to reference. Chances are that you've seen plenty of advertisers for online money-making schemes and programs. And no doubt, 9 times out of 10, they'll be based around affiliate marketing. You know all these ads if you see them. They're the ones where people talk about how you can make money from your private yacht and tell you how they make 6 or 7 figures, in just a few hours of work a week. Likewise, you'll have probably seen these videos where these online millionaires are talking about their money-making systems while wearing, pimped out suits and Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis and things of that nature. And so for that reason, affiliate marketing can be frowned upon. It has this it has a stigma to it. Okay. And even myself, I talk about it and I can tell people are kind of apprehensive to believe me sometimes, especially when I talk about building a digital empire. Okay. People want to know, is this all true? Can you literally get paid from sharing a link on social media? And the answer to that question is heck yeah. How much money can you make as affiliate marketer? Well, first of all, let's assess the claims about earning. Okay. We don't have to guess at this. During the affiliate marketing summit, over 1,800 affiliate marketers answer a survey describing everything from their methods to their earnings. How much were they bringing in? Well, only 40% or 40 to 45% earn less than $20,000, while 8% earn $50,000 to $100,000, and 12% earn $100,000 and more. At the very least, this shows it's certainly very possible to earn money. Okay. What's also interesting is that the sheer spread of earnings. Affiliate marketers are bringing in anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000 and beyond every single year, which you just don't find in traditional careers. Okay. So what makes the big difference here? And the difference is the skill of the individual that's doing the marketing. As an affiliate marketer, you're self-employed and working online, okay? And 9 times out of 10, as an affiliate marketer, you're going to be working alone. There's no need to climb the corporate ladder or compete for promotions. You can get on top literally overnight if you have the right skills because it's all on you. And that's what you have to keep in mind. It's all on you. If you apply yourself, you can definitely go to the next level. You can definitely make money from anywhere in the world. All you need is a laptop and access to, the internet. Perhaps the biggest draw of affiliate marketing, though, is not the money. Instead, for many people, it appeals to people that want to make the passive income. Once you've set everything up, such as your website, your affiliate network account and your blog or your podcast or whatever, then you can literally be earning money while you're sleeping or while you're on, you know, vacation. You know, I've been living like that for the past 10 years. But again, don't get this twisted. This lifestyle is, you know, what you can achieve once you're at the top of your game as an affiliate marketer. And most of the time, it does not come overnight. In fact, affiliate marketing is likely to initially involve a lot of work. The idea here is that you put in the work up front so that you can sow the seeds of your labor further down the line. And to begin with, you need to be willing to put in a lot of hours for very little pay. And this is where a lot of people get hung up, because with affiliate marketing, it sounds so easy. Oh, someone clicks a link and then I get paid if somebody purchases something from the link that they click. Well, when people don't start making money immediately, the vast majority of people give up. I see this time and time again, not only with affiliate marketing, but related to any type of online business. Because they think it's online, they think it has to be overnight or that it should be overnight. But myself personally, I put in thousands of hours to figure out how to start making money on the internet. So even when I talk about it, I don't mean to talk about it from the standpoint of making it sound super easy, although it is super easy. Yeah, it's easy now that I've discovered the formulas to make it happen. So if you're on the fence about affiliate marketing, just know coming in this thing, you're going to go through a learning curve and you're going to have to build up your skill sets. But essentially, as an affiliate marketer, you're going to be selling products or services for commission. Okay. I love commission. A lot of people don't like commission. They want a guaranteed paycheck. I like commission because with commission, you can go from zero to a hero, you know, immediately. You don't have to wait on a paycheck. And yeah, you're going to be putting in hours up front for free a lot of times, but man, oh man, once you strike something that works, you got yourself what I call a whopper chopper. And this means you'll be finding products online and promoting them using your own affiliate link. And if someone clicks on your link, yes, and if they buy the product, you'll get a cut of the profit. Often affiliate marketing involves selling digital products as well, and you can expect your cut to be as much as 50% all the way up to 75% of the profit, okay? But this is if you choose the right type of platforms, okay? But there's no risk involved for you really, because you're not creating a product and there's nothing for you to ship from your store. All you have to do is sell, but you earn more than the creator of the product sometimes from that one sale. And you might be saying, why would someone give me 50% or 75% of, you know, the sale when they're the one that created the product? Well, one of the reasons is because they have multiple people just like you that are doing the same thing for them, you know, so they're going to eat. A lot of these people that are creating these products and services are not greedy. They just want more and more people to consume it. So they'll gladly give you 50 to 75% of the commission. Okay. Even with my mastermind group, webassetgroup.com, I'm even offering commissions for anyone that recommends any new members, and you're gonna get an affiliate link. And when you share that affiliate link, if somebody signs up after clicking your affiliate link, you're gonna be credited for that, and you're gonna earn anywhere from $15 on up for every single person that you bring in. But the hard part though is in doing the selling, you know, telling people about it. This is where a lot of other people get hung up as well. This is where marketing comes in, and you know, just having a presence on social media. You know, before social media really became one of the driving forces for a lot of traffic, a lot of people focused on blogging, and I still do blogging as well. But with social media, it becomes, you know, easier for you to get attention. Once you get attention, you can get traffic, and once you get traffic, that's when you have magic, aka money, all right? But essentially, you got to learn how to market. Market is basically gaining attention, grabbing people's attention, okay? And this is why there's no steep learning curve or barrier for most people, because if you can just figure out a clever way to get attention, you can figure out a way to get traffic. When you get traffic, you can get money, okay? All you're literally doing is making sure people see your affiliate link. This is why a lot of people say, hey, in my bio, click the link in my bio. You know, when they say click the link in my bio, 9 times out of 10, there's some type of affiliate link in the bio, and they're going to get paid for recommending the product or service that they're talking about. But you can get started tomorrow in minutes, and it won't cost you a penny for the most part. And if you're, you know, big on social media already, and if you already have an audience, let's say of 10,000 people following you, then you're going to find this very easy. And all you have to do is put some very persuasive content out there, or some very entertaining or educating content out there. It's going to grab people's attention. And like I always say, when you have people's attention, when you have their ear, you can tell them more. All right. You got to get there when you attract them with visuals. Okay. Social media is very visual. If you can attract them visually, you can tell them and sell them anything. All right. And I don't mean this in a way that's not moral. I'm simply speaking about the fact that if you have an audience, you can advertise in front of them. It's easier to market. Okay. So with advertising, if you're not going to use social media, you're going to have to find other ways to market your products and services, your affiliate links. If you're going to use the route of paid marketing, then that means you're likely going to be using what they call PPC. And this PPC is just an abbreviation for pay-per-click. And it basically means that you pay for every person who clicks on an ad and thus gets sent to your website. The more you pay, the more visitors you get. If you design your website well, and if you can't design a website, we can build one for you at southernwebservice.com. But if you design your website well, you can really convince people to buy or click on links on your website. All right. This in turn means that you can work out your precise ROI. When you hear people talk about ROI, that's simply return on investment. So if you pay a certain amount per visitor and, you know, X amount of a percentage of those visitors, then you should be able to earn X amount of money. All right. And so you can look at the formula. You can say, okay, if I get X amount of visitors, X amount of people will click on my links. And then X amount of those people that click on the link will eventually purchase the product or service. And so once you get really good at that, you can kind of break down the math. But I always say, you know, start with building an audience. You know, if you don't have that kind of money to play around with, then your only other option really is to build an audience naturally over time. And that means that you're, you know, blogging or vlogging or creating content on social media. Okay. Again, you can't expect your conversion rate to be all that high, and, you know, especially not at first. And you're going to need about, you know, 10,000 followers for the most part to make some life changing money, using affiliate marketing. All right. And that's the bait. I think that's the bare level of entry right there. Like, you need to have at least 10,000 followers before you can, you know, expect to start making something, especially when you're offering what they call low ticket affiliate offers. Low ticket affiliate offers for me is an offer where I'm going to be making anywhere from, let's say, $5 to $100 for an affiliate. A high ticket offer for me is anything $100 and above that I'm going to be making a commission off of. So if you're, you know, if you're only going to be making $5 or $6, or, you know, just a couple of bucks for every sale you generate, you're going to need a ton of people clicking on that affiliate link. And at this point, you know, affiliate marketing is anything but passive. At this stage, you'll be investing huge amounts of time into creating compelling content that, you know, attracts people to you. And it's very possible for you to be, you know, highly successful as an affiliate marketer. You can definitely earn hundreds and thousands and even millions from it once you're all set up. And, you know, once you're all set up, you have an audience, yeah, stick with it and the money will come in. And so approaching affiliate marketing is very, being strategic about how you approach affiliate marketing is going to be very important as well, because after you build up an audience over time, you just want to provide value to them. You know what I'm saying? Once you provide value to them, and value is subjective, some people find, you know, the Kardashians valuable. Some people find Elon Musk valuable. So those are two different ends of the spectrum. So you get to determine your audience determines what value is. But the cool part about it is you can be creative in the way you deliver that value. All right. So let's just say you start off by making one sale a week at a $40 profit. Okay. You're not paying for advertising, but rather building your blog organically or building your social media content organically. This now means that you're making an additional $160 a month off of $40 profit per week. Think about that, all right? Extra $160 a month. That's you're doing something, okay? That in turn, it is an impressive $1,920 a year on top of your regular salary. Let's say if you have a job, you know, another job that you're doing. So in other words, easily enough, you know, this is enough money to pay for Christmas for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? If you're not trying to ball out of control, at least you can use that money to say, okay, this is going to be my Christmas money every year. You know, just starting off small with $40 profit a week. And this can accelerate pretty fast, you know, earning you $3,000 or $4,000 over the year, you know, once you continue to do it. Let's just say you continue, you're going to stick with it. All right, I'm going to keep putting out the content, I'm going to keep doing this, and it's going to make me X amount of money, you know, per year. Even if you never progress beyond that point, you've massively increased your annual salary, you know what I'm saying? And you can now live a completely different lifestyle with, you know, where you're not stressed out by your job being the only source of income that you have. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. You can make as little or as much as you apply yourself. All right. Now, eventually, if you keep sticking with it, you'll have financial freedom, a backup in case you ever find yourself unemployed. Okay. What's more, if you've chosen to sell products in a niche you're interested in, then you'll be able to do all of this while essentially enjoying learning about a subject you love. And as you build a big audience, you'll find it's highly rewarding becoming an authority in that area and having, you know, fans from all around the world. I mean, even with my podcast right here, you know how many people that I've met from all around the world simply because of this podcast? It's freaking phenomenal, right? Just make sure that this isn't, you know, the only thing you're worried about is driving these affiliate sales, okay? Initially, your goal should be to earn some type of supplementary income, but you can't make it too salesy or people will sniff you out. They'll be able to tell, this person just wants to sell me something, all right? This might sound trivial, but it really isn't. Starting out with the right expectations and intentions will be the biggest difference between you giving up or enjoying a great career from affiliate marketing, all right? So just keep those things in mind. Don't ever lose track of that, all right? And so the mechanics of how affiliate marketing actually works, okay, is let's just say, you know, you've seen people talk about affiliate marketing, okay? Here's what happens, for example, when someone clicks on your affiliate link, okay? All right, it's tracked by what we call cookies. Cookies are small files that get saved on a computer and are handled by your browser. So think of it as literally, think of it like this. Let's imagine that in your kitchen, there's a jar filled with cookies. And then you go in the kitchen one day and someone has taken some cookies. And you're like, who's taking the freaking cookies? And then you look on the ground and you see some crumbs. You look a little bit ahead of that, you see more crumbs. And then you follow the cookie trail back to one of your kids' bedroom. And now you know which one of your kids took the cookie. Well, that's how affiliate marketing is. When you see these tabs that pop up on websites saying that we use cookies, basically what's happening is they're tracking you, and not in a weird way, but they just want to make sure that they give credit to the person that sent you to them, all right? And so essentially when someone clicks on your affiliate link, that person starts dropping cookie crumbs. And if that person purchases, let's say, a cookie, then the company that you are an affiliate with knows to give you credit for the cookies that that person purchased. That's why you have cookies. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's something that I feel like you should know. And it's a really good way to terminology. All right. It's a great analogy, if you will. And so when a buyer clicks on your link, they get sent to the checkout page for that specific product. And at the same time, though, a cookie will be stored on their computer, which will identify them as having been referred by you. This means that when they make a purchase, the profits can be allocated to you. Understanding this is important because it introduces a potential. People will see what you're selling and navigate there of their own accord. So for instance, sometimes people will see, let's just say you post a video on TikTok reviewing a certain product and you're like, click in my link, you know. Well, if you've given them a little bit too much information, for instance, if you've told them the name of the product, then they might just, you know, X out of TikTok and go type that in on Amazon themselves. And if they buy it that way, then Amazon has no way of knowing that you're the one inspired them to go search for that product. And so this is why it's important to let people know that they need to click on the link in your bio or the link in your blog. Click here, you know, let them know, because some people want to make sure that you get credit for the products and services that you're recommending. So, you know, always tell your audience to click, okay? Click the link in my bio. If you click here, or click the link in the bio, okay? And so understanding this is very, very, very important, okay? This is called link bypassing. If they, you know, if someone sees that you're selling something and they don't want to go around, you know, through your affiliate link, they'll bypass it, okay? This is called link bypassing, and it's worth your time to prevent this by using link cloaking a lot of times, okay? Link cloaking. All right, link means that using a redirect that sends people to your affiliate link while hiding the URL from them, okay? And you can do this by using a little bit of code, or one of the ways that you can do it is by purchasing your very own unique domain name. So let's just say you wanted to recommend that someone sign up for, you know, let's just use my mastermind group for an example, but you didn't want them to know that it was an affiliate link. Now, in hindsight, legally, you're supposed to let people know that it's an affiliate link. You're supposed to let people know that you're going to get some of the proceeds from the net that is generated from the income that is generated from them purchasing it. You're supposed to disclose that, but you can still disclose it where your link is kind of hidden from people. And there's many reasons why you want to do this, or you might want to do this. So for instance, so let's just say that you wanted to recommend my mastermind group to someone. So instead of, you know, this affiliate link a lot of times will look very, very ugly. Okay. It might be, the affiliate link might be webassetgroup.com/123566QQ45, you know. If you don't want to share that weird looking link, you might go to another platform and purchase a domain name. You might go to, let's say, overstockdomain.com and purchase joinwebassetgroup.com. All right. And then what you can do is forward that domain name to your affiliate link. And now you'll, you know, for the sale that you generate, but you'll also make the domain name or make the link look better. All right. I hope that makes sense to you. Okay. It's also worth doing a little research into the affiliate scheme that you're going to be working with. All right. That's because the creator of a cookie also gets to set the lifespan. So let's just say that some companies might have an affiliate lifespan of 24 hours. So let's just say someone clicks on your affiliate link. Okay. Well, if they don't purchase from that website that they went to within the next 24 hours, then you won't get credit for that sale. But if they purchase from the affiliate link within the 24 hours, you'll get that sale. Now, I like doing affiliate companies that gives me anywhere from a 30-day to, you know, a 7-day to a 30-day affiliate cookie. You know what I'm saying? Because that means that, let's just say someone clicks on your affiliate link today, but they don't buy until 15 days from now when they have the money. Those companies will still give you credit for the sale that you generated. So that's a really good thing. Okay. It's much better for you to have an affiliate program with cookies that don't expire at all. Amazon has a, you know, session limited cookie scheme. For instance, Amazon, you know, they only give you credit for something if someone purchases after they click your affiliate link within 24 hours. That's okay, you know, because anyway, Amazon pays one of the programs to become a part of, but they also pay the lowest amount for their affiliate commissions in the industry, from my experience. Okay. And so the types of affiliate programs are very vast, and you want to make sure that you're choosing, you know, the best affiliate programs to join, and also that you're taking your time to promote products and services that are also of high standards. What I like to do is I only promote things that I actually use, okay? Things that I actually use and things that I actually believe in. I don't just promote random stuff for the most part. And so with those technical details out the way, I think it's time for you to start choosing affiliate products and, you know, programs to be associated with. So the first step is going to be deciding what program you want to join. Do you want to sell a digital product? Do you want to recommend a physical product or a service? Okay. And the best answer for most beginners will be a digital product. This means something like an ebook or a free report or a digital course. There's no cost associated with production, storage, or delivery here. And as such, it's a much bigger slice of the profit. What's more, they have more profit to share with you, and that means that you can earn anywhere from 50% to 75% for each sale. Now, this is related to specific platforms because, again, Amazon affiliate program, you know, pays very little. You know, a lot of their products are even 1% commission or 4% commission. But right now, we're talking 75% commission for each sale that you generate. And I'm going to share with you a couple of platforms that you can go sign up for that will pay you some really good commissions. Okay. So the first one that I'm going to recommend you sign up for is a platform that I've been with for 10 years now, probably. It's called JVZoo. JVZoo.com. That's JVZoo. You can sign up for free. They get some really good commissions. Although I must let you know, a lot of the stuff they're recommending is software, and a lot of the stuff they recommend, in my opinion, are not really that good. You can make a lot of money promoting those things, but they're not really good software from my experience. And I love JVZoo. Don't get me wrong. I found some really good software there, but just keep that in mind. You might software before you start recommending it to people. One of my favorite platforms right here that I'm going to recommend, they are known for paying anywhere from 50% to 75% commission for each sale, and that is ClickBank. ClickBank. And that's clickbank.com. ClickBank.com. They are pretty much, for the most part, selling like ebooks and courses and, you know, classes and training and things of that nature. But some very successful people have used that platform, and some of them still use it. People like Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor. I love Bob Proctor, so it's easy for me to recommend his products. Dr. Joe Vitale has a lot of products on there as well, and I love Dr. Joe Vitale and his products, so it's easy for me to recommend those things. And they can all be found at ClickBank, but it's not uncommon for you to make anywhere from 50% to 75% for each single sale that you generate, okay? Another platform that's really cool that's going to tie you into a lot of the bigger brands is a platform called CJ, CJ.com. CJ stands for Commission Junction. And they are going to tie you in with a ton of big players in the game. And I'm paraphrasing when I say some of these brands, but let's just say Commission Junction is a hub where you can even partner with people like Victoria's Secret, companies like Home Depot, just a plethora. Tens of thousands of companies are listed on Commission Junction, and you can earn some really good money on there as well. So check those out. And also the last one, but not least, is Warrior Plus. Okay. Warrior Plus, is similar to JVZoo in the fact that it, you know, recommends, that it's a marketplace for software. They tend to have better software over there, in my opinion, and the commissions are good as well. So those are essentially four platforms that you can literally go sign up and create free accounts on right now and start recommending those products and services to people. But again, make sure that it's products and services that you actually use and products and services that you actually believe in. All right. To use these sites, all you need to do is sign up, you know, browse through the available products that they have and apply to work with the affiliate. Okay. You can see data and information on such as, you know, the numbers of sales that they've made and things of that nature. Okay. From there, you know, you want to choose a product or service that you want to recommend. But also that offers you a good amount of cash per sale. Think too about how you're going to market each of these products and what angle you'll use, you know, as you select these products and services that you feel comfortable promoting. Trying to figure out a product, you know, is a very good idea, as is finding one that offers, you know, free marketing materials that the product creator designed. So what that means is that some of these, you know, some of these content creators and some of these product creators will give you marketing content that you can share online. Things like pictures, logos, even landing pages and content that you can take and put on your website. Some of these people will give you all of that information, okay? And so those are some of the best products and services to promote, in my opinion. But promoting a digital product means that you make more money per sale, usually. And it means also, because there's no production cost in a digital product. Think about it. When you're promoting a physical item, it's harder for those people to give you, let's say, a 50% commission because they have costs associated with the creation of that product. Okay, they have to deal with production, they have to deal with shipping, they have to pay people to do all of that stuff. So your commission is going to be a lot lower than it would be percentage wise if you were selling a digital product, where with a digital product, when someone creates it, that's it. They don't have to do anything else. You know, they're basically sending that content to somebody primarily through email. And so just keep in mind that digital products are going to have a higher percentage. Okay. And so you're going to make more per sale. All right. It's also preferred, the preferred method for many digital marketers, which means you'll find a lot more advice and help, you know. So if you look in some of these forums, like what's one of the forums that people talk about all the time? I can't even think of it. But anyway, you can do a Google search, and you'll find some of these forums where people are talking selling digital products for commission. Some people will feel more comfortable selling physical products, which they can do by signing up again at Amazon. And there's another platform called Share a Sale, which is a platform that I'm also a member of as well. So these platforms here tend to have more physical products for sale. Okay. People like selling physical products because they still have a much wider audience. It's a certain type of person who $50 on an ebook. And anyone who is, you know, a technophobe, who wants something physical, or who is savvy enough to know that they can get most of the information for free, those type of people, you know, will be a little harder to sell a digital product to sometimes. So you have to keep that in mind. Both of these things, both, you know, selling a physical product or a digital product, they both come with pros and cons. So just on the other hand, we all spend money on physical items, okay? From grandmas to jocks to genius coders, okay? Everybody's buying physical stuff online. This means you have a much larger potential audience. Unfortunately, though, physical products also, like I said, it costs more to produce and to ship, and normally they grow through more channels before you get the opportunity to promote them. When you sell a product through Amazon, for instance, the money is going to get split between you, Amazon, the delivery company, and possibly even another reseller. All right. So keep this in mind. There's so many hands in the pot when you're promoting products from Amazon. However, I have websites that have products, that we're promoting from Amazon as well. I'm not trying to discourage you from doing it. I'm just trying to let you know that if you're only using the Amazon, you're going to need a ton of traffic and a ton of people buying products from you. Okay. And such as affiliates on Amazon, they, you know, only tend to make, you know, 1% to 4% on average per sale, opposed to 50% to 75%, on average per sale when you're selling a digital product through a platform like ClickBank, all right? The products will also often be cheaper and less geared toward getting digital sales. The question is, why should someone click your link to buy a computer when they can just, you know, go through their local technology store, right? Fortunately for you, there's not a lot of technology stores around. I mean, we did Christmas shopping over the holidays and it was, you know, very slim pickings. Even in a big city like the one that we live in, there were not a lot of options out there. So that's great for us affiliate marketers because a lot of people are shopping online these days, okay? But these are the considerations you'll need to take into account when you start to sell physical products rather than digital ones, okay? Of course, there's nothing to stop you from selling both types of products, you know what I'm saying? So you'll just be, you know, you'll just have to make that decision for yourself. So I sell both. I sell physical products and digital. I like them both. All right. More sense in the beginning, if I were you, to sell, you know, digital products, because you can make a bigger earning, more earnings from fewer sales. Okay. When you're not yet getting the sheer volume of people visiting your website and making hundreds of sales, selling digital products is still the quicker route to making more money. Finally, right, you can look at selling services or memberships. This is after you've built up an audience. So for instance, I have a membership mastermind group that I'm starting. And so you could be a part of it if you will. But anyway, these will often provide you with, you know, what are known as lifetime commissions. For instance, if you can get people to sign up to your site, then you might be able to earn commission for the long haul. You just never know, but you can be clever as to how you go about this. However, with that said, affiliate marketing is definitely something you should be curious about. You know, like I always tell you, this ain't the end all be all. My word ain't the holy grail of information, but it's just to inspire you to be curious, because there's a ton of opportunities out here. But if you sit back and you do nothing, or you don't get clear about what it is you want, then guess what happens? Nothing you to do something about it. You say you want more, let's do something about it. And like I always tell you, don't forget to master yourself.